18 minutes past 8 o'clock, and our next guest is the Sarawa Owner of the Month. Warren Farr joins us on a line now. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen, and to all your listeners.
Good morning, Warren. Thank you for joining us. This is on behalf of Sarawa, and you've had a nice little run of wins here with your horse No Parole.
Yes, we have. We've been involved with Rodney Irons for a number of years, probably 25 years, but in the last 15 years we're part of a syndicate called the Angel Signet Syndicate, which was named after a horse called Rugged Angel that we also were involved with. So Rodney was an amazing bloke, always smiling, and he sort of ran the whole show by himself, really, in Port Augusta.
So Rodney recently passed away, and as you say, he was the reason that you guys stuck together and were involved in racing and had that syndicate group, and no doubt a lot of fun along the way.
Oh, we had a real lot of fun all the way. No one ever disputed his decisions. He was the boss, and the horse was virtually in his house. He lived in the stable just outside the house. So yeah. It was a one-on-one set up altogether.
Those relationships are beautiful, aren't they, Warren? And I think it's also nice that, you do need a leader in these situations and that one person everybody trusts, and no doubt you had that trust in Rodney.
Oh, yes, no doubt about that. I mean, he's obviously had a lot more experience than all of us put together. So, and we got this particular horse through Rodney and Meredith, and his wife Meredith, through their very good friends Mick and Sue Huxtable at Murray Bridge. So that's how we ended up with the horse.
Now, I've known the Rodney Irons name for a long time. Rodney would have had a horse under his care for a long time.
I would think so, probably all his life. I'm not sure when he started, but he would have been involved with the horses, well, as I said, all his life. But we had a few other horses with him, as I said, 25 years ago. So we've stuck with him, and we've had good success in Port Augusta, and a success in Adelaide as well.
Now, the first win of this horse was back in the 18-19 season at Port Augusta. You handily took care of a field of 12, and can you remember that day? No doubt that's when we were all able to be on track, and it was a celebration. I was looking here, the betting fluctuations, $3.90 into $3.10. Did you get a little piece of that?
Yeah, we got a little piece of that, that's right. But it's not just about the winning and the money. It's the relationship with all the partners. Like, it's just amazing.
Look, would have been a lovely day out. I see that Aaron Boyd won that day. And then, amazingly enough, you had a short little break, and you came back and went back-to-back, beating Real Easy. I'm a big fan of Real Easy. So you won your Class 2 race, and that was 2 from 2 at that point in time.
Yes, that's right. A lot of fun. And there's a few of us involved with it. There's four couples involved in the syndicate. We all get along really well. And after the race, win, lose or draw, there's often sort of 20 people back at the stable sort of going through, well, if it's losing, owners have always got excuses. So you go through all the excuses. It's really good. And Rodney was always smiling and always happy, and never got cross with the horse or anyone. He was really good.
Warren, are you based up that way? Do you live up that?
All the other partners all live in Port Augusta, but wife and I live on a station in the Flinders Ranges.
Oh, okay.
So we get down there just about every time the horse runs, and Adelaide as well. And interestingly enough, I don't know if it's coincidental or not, but the horse is running tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're sponsoring the race that the horse is running in, so under Wurrup Station. So it's a winner.
Well, lovely to see that not only you're supporters of racing, but you're supporters of the race clubs and sponsorships as well. So we must thank you very, very much for that. Lovely relationship here with Erin Boyd. She's won all three on the horse.
Yeah, she's really good. And she wrote a lovely note when Rodney passed away to all of us. So, she's really good.
Yeah, look, I think that there's a nice relationship, isn't there, with those regional trainers. They have to have a jockey that they can rely on. They often are riding their own work, and the jockeys are not there to ride work, especially if you're up at Port Augusta. You've got to have a jockey to make sure you can ride your trials after the last race and get horses eligible to be at races for the next meetings and those sorts of things. So I imagine those relationships are very close.
Exactly, yep. And we've got with Rodney's eldest son and some good friends and other people for helping Rodney all the way along. It was just an amazing group of people. And I'd like to see anyone interested in having a bit of fun, certainly get into horse racing because it's very good fun.
And I think, as you say, in a lot of cases, find a little trainer somewhere. They will let you know, sort of have a look behind the scenes probably a bit more. It's a bit easier in some of those regional, provincial locations to get down the stable and to watch what's going on. And there's no harm in mucking out a box and giving a hand. Stay away from the horses as best you can because they can be dangerous. But there's always someone to add a bit of a hand to someone like Rodney, and then and no doubt you can have a beer afterwards and make it enjoyable.
That's right, and that's what these good friends are doing, going to help him all the time. So we couldn't help very much, being sort of 2.5 hours away, but we sort of helped as much as we could. So it was real fun.
Yeah, now you've obviously won Sarawa Owner of the Month on behalf of that horse winning. Is there any other horses in the system at the moment?
Yes, we've got one down at Victor Harbour just coming into training, so I won't give the name yet, just in case. But no, that's the only one at this stage. So what happens later on down the track? Rugged Angel, the other horse that we had, has gone down to Peter Tool's stud at Cadena.
Oh, beautiful. And so is he going to visit Barbados or Hulalay this year?
Hulalay.
Yes, it's a name that gets us all. Velma will be laughing at that because she listens to the show. And Hulalay, he's an exceptionally well-bred horse, and he's in his second year at stud, I believe, at Duckatoon there. So hopefully I've got that right, Velma. Don't shoot me. I'll get a phone call later on. Well, wonderful to see. So you're actually involved in breeding in South Australia as well.
Yes, well, my wife's been, on a personal note, wife's been sort of playing with horses all her life, so she's sort of right into that sort of stuff. And I've got to tag along, of course. So, do a bit of breeding. As a group, we're doing the Rugged Angel one. But just as a personal thing again, just for older listeners, I suppose I should say, my family's been involved with racehorses for years and years. My dad and his brother and sister, and had a horse that some of your listeners will know, Sir Goliath.
Oh, yes.
That was racing in the late 60s, yep. Early 70s. John, that's about to tell you more about Sir Goliath than I'll ever know.
Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful deep connection in racing, and I think, as you've just said, if you can get the Minifer for Finance and Fun involved and that she says is acceptable, you're even a better pay. So congratulations with Rugged Angel winning 7 races and almost $100,000, and you're breeding on. So, Warren, thank you very, very much for joining us on the 11:97 AM Punters Club. You're the Sarawa Owner of the Month on behalf of your horse, No Parole. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks, Warren.